And we've got one agenda item for tonight, and that is the Arkansas PACE program. And I believe we have the director?
Administrator.
For the program. He's going to give us a presentation and let us know the opportunity that Faulkner County has. And we'll ask some questions and see if there's any discussion from the JPs in the room and go from there. So,
sure. Yeah. Thank you. I'm assuming this is good enough volume for everybody. But my name is Jonathan Raspberry. I work for Arkansas Advanced Energy Foundation. I am the CPACE administrator, and we are trying to get our CPACE program out to other counties. Faulkner County, being a neighbor of Pulaski County, which is already live, seemed like a pretty good fit. We've had some talks with Judge Dodson, and then he pointed me to Mr. Randy Higgins, who brought me here. So I'm excited to be here, excited to talk to you guys, and hopefully we can get a good understanding of PACE and how Faulkner County can work. My clicker has stopped working. Technology is fun. Nothing. Oh, there we go. Thank you. So PACE, well, CPACE is an acronym. It stands for Commercial Property Assessed Capital Expenditure. You may be familiar with PACE in other parts of the country. Other places it's called Property Assessed Clean Energy. Arkansas recently made a name change when they updated the legislation in 2025 to reflect CPACE as really more of an economic driving tool. So we made that switch to capital expenditure. It's a private capital financing tool for qualified improvements in commercial construction. So it's not public buildings, it's all private. It's backed by state legislation. That legislation was first adopted in Arkansas in 2013, but the program sort of fell away for a little bit. It was updated in 2025, and that's where we came in to sort of revamp things. It is active in over 30 states across the country, so it's not a new, fancy, it's nothing super innovative. It is very, very widely accepted and widely used. Most of our neighboring states use it, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, and there have been billions and billions of dollars invested nationwide over the lifespan of the program. Exponentially growing. So there were about $9 billion total at the end of 2024, with an additional $5 billion estimated added in 2025. So it's taking off for sure, becoming more of a mainstream tool. Next slide, please. Why we want to bring it to Faulkner County. So Faulkner County, it's the fourth fastest growing county in the state, according to the U.S. Census. Faulkner County has a very strong commercial sector, over $880 million in healthcare, $348 million food and accommodations. Those are very popular CPACE sectors. And honestly, the exciting part for us at Arkansas Advanced Energy Foundation is the diverse mix of density you have here. We're trying to get Arkansas to be sort of a leader in the nation in CPACE for ag. You don't see a lot of it in other places, but we think we have a lot of really cool opportunities here. So we have hubs, we have Conway, Bologna, Greenbrier, but we also have a lot of rural space that could take advantage of this. And it's just another tool in the tool belt, right? It's not coming in to replace traditional financing. It's not some kind of silver bullet to take things over, but it is a useful tool that can help projects maybe pencil out that otherwise wouldn't, or help people get improvements that they want that they maybe couldn't originally afford up front. Since you are a MetroPlan county in Faulkner County here, we have a partnership with MetroPlan that runs a revolving loan fund that can be a lender for CPACE. It's not the exclusive lender. Projects can use any lender that they want, any CPACE lender, but we do have that pool of money available to people who want it. So pretty exciting there. And that's how we got connected with Judge Dodson, through the MetroPlan board. Next slide, please. How it works, the financing mechanism itself, it is a long-term loan that's attached to the property instead of the owner. So that's kind of the hook. That's also why we need the state legislation and why we need the county cooperation. It's structured as a special assessment. So it's not an individual loan, right? It's a voluntary special assessment that goes along with their property tax bill. The way it's set up in the state is they can repay the loan just like a normal loan, right back to the third-party lender. They don't have to go through the collection in the county, but that is an option. Terms for the loan are based on the life of the equipment. Typically, you see loans for CPACE between 20 and 30 years. In Arkansas, we've capped it at 30, but they usually are not shorter than 20. So it's a long term. It's a fixed rate loan that acts as a special assessment. They have to go through an application process. That application is reviewed by our board of directors that govern the PACE district for the state. It can be used for new construction, retrofits, redevelopments, and even recapitalization after a project is finished up to 18 months. So we have a look-back period to allow finished projects to come in and use PACE as well. It can cover up to 100% of qualifying improvements, not 100% of a project necessarily, but 100% of the things that would count towards PACE. And it can also stack really well with other tax credits. You see a lot across the country. Historic tax credits, new market tax credits are very popular stacks. And that's really what CPACE is. It's a capital stack filler more than it is a full finance option. Next slide, please. Some qualifying improvement examples. I'm not going to read them all off to you, but it's pretty much anything that makes a building more efficient, whether that's more energy efficient, more water efficient, more resilient to adverse weather conditions or things like that. Most projects you see across the country are going to be hotel or office modernization. You can also do it for industrial upgrades like warehouses, things like that. We talked a little bit earlier about the ag sector. We think Arkansas has an exciting place to take over that space. Anything that is permanently affixed to the property and increases the efficiency can probably be used in the CPACE program. Next slide, please. Benefits of CPACE. So for the owner, the benefits are that it can reduce or even eliminate upfront costs for these approved measures. It is long-term and fixed rate, which the fixed rate part people get excited about, right? You don't have to worry about a balloon payment sometime down the road. It can shift the capital stack. It makes your debt a little bit cheaper by sort of shifting those percentages around on how your debt is structured, which can then allow for more extensive scopes. If you can get some of that relief, then maybe you can do one more upgrade that you wanted to do but couldn't necessarily afford. And it just makes better buildings, which, of course, better buildings make for better communities and just sort of better for everyone overall, right? Benefits to the county, there's absolutely no financial burden on the county at all. It's laid out in the state code and in the ordinance that we would ask you to adopt and in the participation agreement that we would ask you to adopt. So we want to be really clear on that. It promotes economic growth. It gets more deals into the area, right? If you have this extra tool, then people that want to use the tool can come in and use it. It does improve property values if you have a better building, which could, you know, increase the property value, which could increase the tax base. And it is also, it's opportunities for local people to do work on these buildings too. That is another really important thing to us at the foundation. We're the Arkansas Advanced Energy Foundation. We would like to keep things as local as possible when we're contracting out these projects. Once adopted, the whole county immediately goes live. We don't have to go and get permission from individual cities or anything like that. That's sort of how the old districts was set up, and that's honestly one of the reasons why we think it fell apart. So we are trying to get the whole county to opt in, and then everyone in the county can immediately take advantage. What we need from the county, we have a boilerplate ordinance that we can give you. It just outlines how you would join the district per the state code. And then we have a participation agreement that details all of the responsibilities of the county, which really are only appoint a member to the PACE board and allow us to use the assessor and collector's office if necessary. We really don't want to have to use the collection offices if we can avoid it, but if a project goes into default, that's the easiest way to go ahead and put the lien on and get the money that we need to get. The PACE liens, they are non-accelerating, so it is the first lien, but you're only due that year's payment, so it's not like if a PACE project goes into default, they have to owe the whole, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 million, however much the PACE loan is. They just owe what they would owe that year. Talking to some of the finance partners that have worked with PACE projects, they typically try to negotiate with the original mortgage holder or whatever bank that's involved to avoid that as much as possible. If a project does go into a fault, they try to keep a sort of a safety net of money off to the side to keep everything current, at least for 1 year while they figure out what to do. But other than that, the role of the county is pretty minimal. The board seat is judge-appointed and quorum court-approved, and they are three-year terms. We don't expect you to have to, you know, make any travel to any meetings or anything. We do all the meetings virtually. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a JP that sits on the board. It can be anybody that lives in the county. We have some recommendations on what that person might want as far as background knowledge goes, but really we just want someone that's local to have say in the projects that come through. Next slide, please. There are several protections built into the program. The first one is that participation by commercial property owners is completely voluntary. This is not something that they have to do. It just is a tool that they have in their tool belt. You have to get existing mortgage lender consent to do a PACE loan. Again, because of that lien structure and it being a first place lien, we have a third-party engineer that verifies proposed scopes, so that's to keep the people doing the work from ripping off a potential project person or just sort of, you know, fudging numbers around to try to get more out of these PACE loans. So we have someone verify the work that says these improvements do make sense. They will save X amount of energy, X amount of money. The financial risk stays with the PACE lender. Again, there's no risk on the county, and there's really not a lot of risk on the mortgage holder either. They typically work that out with the lender. The county can negotiate a fee if we do have to use collection services, so we have that written into the code. That's part of the 2025 updates. If it does go through the assessor and collector, then we can talk about how much that would cost, whether it's a project-by-project basis or like a flat rate, whatever we need to do. But that is something that the county can bring up with us. The PACE board powers are pretty limited in the state code, so there's not any kind of crazy, you know, eminent domain or anything like that that might come with other improvement districts. There's just the PACE board that just approves projects and oversees the health of the program. And then participating counties, if you do opt in and you do PACE work and then you decide this is too much or it's not working or it's just not prudent for the county, you can adopt another ordinance and get out of the district with no repercussions. Any PACE projects that would have already happened still go on. We just don't do any new ones. That was a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. I'm happy to take questions from any of you on this committee or if any of the other JPs out here behind me have any questions. I would love to try to help you out.
Thank you, Mr. Raspberry. I think your presentation answered a lot of questions that I had coming into it. The biggest was, you know, what happens when a business goes into default?
Mm-hmm.
And so it appears that the county's not on the hook for that, that the collector or assessor would put a lien against it. Chrissy, do you have any questions about that process?
Most liens right now are going through Sherry's office, I think.
Okay.
There are others, I think, that she has handled like that.
Okay. Do you know what percent of PACE loans go into default historically throughout the country, or, you know?
I do not know. I know Arkansas, so when we had the program in 2013, there were a few projects up in Northwest Arkansas and six or seven in Little Rock, and none of them went into default. So Arkansas's good for now.
Right.
But nationally, I don't know.
And as of right now, is Pulaski County the only county that's currently signed up right now? You're trying to form the board, is that my understanding?
We have the existing board is all Pulaski County people at the moment, and it is left over from the old program. We actually just got Arkansas County to adopt, again, with that ag sector. They're excited, and they have some projects ready to go. So they'll get a board seat. We're in talks with Washington County as well. I went to a meeting just like this last week, so we're doing that. Faulkner County would be the first of the metro plan counties that we're trying to target.
Any question from the members on the committee?
Yeah, I got a few, Chairman. Can this be combined with a grant or any donations or tax exempt or anything like that, by any chance?
Yeah, it can stack with almost anything. We've seen examples of all kinds of creative capital stacks across the country.
And what type of properties qualify? You said there's an application process.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of properties would qualify for that?
So on really anything except single family, residential, and multifamily that's four or less units. Anything else we can do a PACE loan.
And are these payments fixed, variable? What type of...
It's a fixed rate over the life of the loan, more times than not. You might come across a lender every once in a while, a national lender, that wants to adjust it maybe 15 years down. Our revolving loan fund is always going to be fixed. Most of the lenders we've talked to and work with only offer fixed loans.
Okay. Is there an interest rate?
Yeah, typically the bigger lenders are going to be right around market. Our revolving loan fund will operate a little bit under market just to be competitive.
And are just churches or nonprofits qualify mm-hmm. for this as well?
Yep, so. Absolutely.
Appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, thank
Good
you.
Good presentation.
Questions? So if somebody defaulted and it went back to our collector in the county, do they get any compensation for the time they spent collecting that? Or
mm-hmm.
do they, okay, so you pay them or?
Yeah, so it would come out of, it would likely come out of our administration fee at that point. But when we've talked to lenders about this process, PACE lenders about this process, they try to keep a safety net of money off to the side just to keep themselves current. So they would likely come in and cover if a project was going to go into default, they would likely come in and cover at least 1 year. And then the county can negotiate whatever that fee needs to be. And then after a year, that would be up to the lender on how they want to handle that. But since it is a lien, the property, if the property sold, then the PACE lien could go with the new owner or the new owner could just pay it off. But, yes, the county can negotiate their fee for having to activate the collection services.
Thanks.
There we go. This is pretty new to me, so I think mm-hmm. my questions might be at a little bit different level than some of the other ones. Could you just walk me through what an example project might be
sure.
that you would see in Faulkner County? You mentioned ag, or maybe you could go with something that's more typical of what you already lend for. Just like what would the project be? What were the people be that would be involved, and how would it progress through this?
Sure. So the most recent project in Little Rock in Pulaski County was the AC Hotel in downtown Little Rock. It's an old historic building that was renovated. So what happens first is the project owner will have an energy audit or water audit, whatever they're choosing to do. This was energy because they were doing HVAC. So they'll have an energy audit. The audit will sort of outline what all of the new energy savings measures are, how much energy they'll save, and how much money they'll save. We take that to a lender, a PACE lender, and say, here's our plan. This is how much money we're going to need. It's going to pay for these things. If the lender likes it and negotiates however they need to do, we kind of stay out of that conversation unless they're using our revolving loan fund. Once they have all that together, we put it in the application. We take the application to the PACE board. They say yes or no. We're not going to let a project get that far and expect them to say no. We're going to help them as much as we can to make sure that we get a yes, because we don't want a bunch of no's. That's a waste of everyone's time. So we take it to the PACE board. They say yes. And then there's a bunch of you know, legal paperwork on the banking side from there. You have to get the lender consent. You have to get it's like a three-party agreement between the district, the PACE district, the PACE lender, and the project owner, just to make sure everyone is on the same page and knows who's responsible for what. And then construction starts. This project, like I said, it was AC. It was for a hotel, so it's a bunch of units on the roof. And then, obviously, you know, hotels different than multifamily. The tenants in the hotel, the customers of the hotel aren't paying the bills, so the owner has to pay the bills. That's why it works really well for hotels. They do the work. We check in with them a couple times during the installation process just to make sure they're doing what they say they do. When it's over, we sign off on everything, and they start the payments back to the lender typically. Yep.
And so what does it mean that it is a special assessment on property tax?
So that's the legal mechanism for how this works, which is why we need county approval. We would use the lien structure if the project went into default. So if that were to happen, they would, you know, you get your tax bill, your property tax bill, and sometimes there's special assessments for animal shelters or fire departments or things like that. This would show up on that property tax bill as a special assessment, whatever that year's PACE loan portion would be. And then if we use the county to do that, the county would collect that. They would send it to the treasurer. The treasurer would break it into whoever needs what pieces, take their piece out, give the rest back to the lender, and we'd move on.
Or if it was paid directly to the lender, there would still have to be a reporting process back to the county to make sure that that was marked as paid.
Yes. Yeah. We it's actually in the state code that we generate a yearly report for all participating counties.
So you mentioned that this property in Little Rock was an older hotel needing some updates. Mm-hmm. Is that a typical profile of a property that would benefit from participating in PACE, that it is maybe an older commercial building?
That was the spirit of PACE when it first started. It started nationally in 2009, and it was really sort of came out of the whole housing real estate crisis of that time. How can we fix up these old buildings but not have to pay for it up front?
Yeah.
So that was the spirit of PACE. Since PACE has grown, the more types of projects have been adopted. So new construction is not uncommon anymore for PACE as well. It wouldn't pay for the whole construction project on new construction. It would just pay for the approved measures. Like if they wanted to get an HVAC is the easiest example. If they wanted to use an HVAC system that was more efficient than what code makes them do, mm-hmm. then we could come in and fund that.
So upgrades above whatever the sort of standard equipment mm-hmm. would be.
Yes.
What about like equipping a new construction or existing construction with solar? Would mm-hmm. that be a qualifying expense?
Yes. Solar, rooftop solar is allowed. Even passive solar that doesn't necessarily generate energy, but mm-hmm. like passive solar for water heating, mm-hmm. things like that are allowed. And now that we have resiliency as a project in Arkansas, you can do battery storage as well tied with your solar. So.
And so how do you see this being applied in the ag sector? You said that that was something you were excited about the possibility.
Sure. So when we talked with Washington County, they were really excited about the poultry farms that have a bunch of fans and a bunch of heaters, any of that stuff that you can upgrade to be more efficient mm-hmm. or that you can put a control system on, like an automation system to turn things off and on instead of a human doing it. That would all qualify. Our executive director comes from a rice farming background in East Arkansas, so she has all kinds of ideas about irrigation equipment and storage, silo, you know, cooling and drying, things like that. The only stipulation to the equipment is that it has to be permanently fixed to the property. So anything that's on, a commercial farm that stays there, so not tractors or anything like that, but any other equipment that's housed or permanently installed, as long as there's a more efficient version of it, we can fund it with a PACE loan.
Okay. So this is starting to get outside of my area of expertise, but like a high tunnel situation, would that be a permanent improvement, or are we talking more like a fixed greenhouse, for example, if that would be a qualifying
That's a good question.
Capital.
That would we'd probably have to have some conversations to see if that would count, but I would fight for it to count.
Okay.
Sure.
So, but you're talking about commercial buildings. So obviously, like barns, silos, mm-hmm. poultry facilities, as you mentioned, maybe dairy facilities
sure.
that could benefit from these.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. And then you talked about the board. What type of person usually does end up serving on the board? Do you have, like, assessors or people in government sitting on the board? Or are these, like, economic development type people?
The people on the board now are mostly from a real estate or economic development background. And then we have one representative from Pulaski County, the staff from Pulaski County staff. He's a lawyer. So he also sort of side business does some real estate development. Anyone who has any sort of working knowledge of energy efficiency or just commercial construction in general would be suited. Anyone with any sort of finance background, especially in the sectors of things like, I mean, Arkansas doesn't have green banks, but that type of lending or special incentive tax credit type programs, they would be a good fit.
Okay. I know the timing of this project may not work out, but our building just adjacent here, our historic Faulkner County Museum, is in the process of getting a bunch of infrastructure upgrades to make it more user-friendly and resilient and efficient and all those sort of things. So would a building, a public building like that, also qualify to participate in this program?
So public buildings, no. It does have to be privately owned. Okay. If it was owned by, like, a nonprofit, we could make that work, yes. But public government buildings, public schools, things like that do not qualify for PACE.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Any questions from the members of the audience? Tyler? Randy? Any concerns from the members of the committee at this point? I think you've done a very, very good job answering my questions.
Thank you.
Sheriff. So at this point, we've heard the presentation. They do have a kind of a canned ordinance that they can present. What we can do is we can take that. We can kind of table this until next month. Like, we can present, have Philip work that ordinance up for us. You can go back to your constituents and discuss that, see if there's any concerns from people within the county, and then we can look at that next month as well. You know, this is the first time we've heard about this, so it's good. We may have more questions when we go home tonight.
Sure.
So, I would recommend, you know, jotting those down, and if you see the email address and the phone number.
I have cards, too, if anybody wants a card. I got plenty of those.
So if that's the will of the committee, we can do that, or you know, whatever the will of the committee is at this point. So.
Can I ask another question, please?
Sure.
I was just kind of, in my mind, to summarize it, I guess the benefit to the county would just be the potential acceleration in economic growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the downside, am I missing anything? The only downside would be that we might have to be involved in the lien collection process.
Yes, which we don't really see as a downside because we hope it never happens. But that is, yeah, that's it.
Did I summarize that, Randy? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chairman, I was just thinking, with all the factors we have in Conway, I guess they would be qualified targets, right?
Absolutely,
so, like,
yeah.
Fixing upgrades, because we do have several that could benefit. So I can see that being a real benefit to our economics. So appreciate you coming and presenting this. This is good information.
Thank you for having me, yeah.
And I would just add some of the current news with the voluntary water reductions here in Conway. My constituents are concerned about that and thinking about, is this going to be a thing that we deal with frequently? We know we have a water project on the horizon to bring more water into Conway, but not just the energy improvements, but the water improvements that you're talking about is a very relevant thing right now. So empowering our businesses, our commercial property owners to make improvements to their water consumption, water usage, seems a very timely thing right now.
Good point. Okay, well, with that, I will bring this back up next month with the ordinance for us to discuss and hammer out any more. Philip, I'll have Mr. Raspberry pass that along to either you or Randy and work that up for us, and we'll run that through the committee next month. So thank you very much for coming tonight.
Thank you. Yeah,
and,
appreciate it.
We do definitely appreciate that. Tom, if you would come up and give us a quick overview of any updates that you have on the roads.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll update you on the RDOT projects we have working right now for the county, Skunk Hollow and 286. We had a pre-construction meeting. They're going to start construction in May. Hopefully get all the groundwork done before school starts. There's going to be a delay to get the cabinet and electronics for the stoplight. There's a 25-week lag time from the time they order that. So there's going to be a period of time where the construction on the ground is complete. We're just waiting on the lights and all the electronics to come in. The second project is Highway 2 or 25 and Elliott Road. Public input was taken, and they decided that a stoplight was warranted. And so they're moving forward with that avenue of design right now for a stoplight. It will help, especially with the left turn lane going south from Elliott to 25. And then finally, on the Worcester Roundabout, that is planned for the 27 planning year. And we don't have a specific date of when they'll bid that out, but they're planning on putting that into effect, at least the process of bidding and construction starting in 25. That's the big three I've got to talk to you about tonight. Okay. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
One question, Justice Jordan.
I have a question about the ARP funds, specifically the Conway Court Water Project, as we were just talking about water. So I want to make sure that I'm remembering correctly what the timeline for that project is and what phase of the project we're in right now.
Okay, so there's two projects we have with Conway Corp that pertains to water. One is developing a pipeline that will run from Greers Ferry down to east of town. That's in the planning stages and the environmental stages of where they're actually going to propose that the pipeline go. So that's what the ARP money for that project is going toward, the planning. The second is the pipeline's going to end east of town, northeast of town, and there will be a water treatment facility that it dumps into, and they will treat that water. It's not just for the Conway area or Conway residents. It's for surrounding water facilities, too, that can use that water. Mm-hmm. That is in the engineering part for the actual plant. So the second one is that project, and that's what the money will go to. Both of them have to be, all the money have to be used by the end of this year, just like any other ARP project.
Yeah. So the water, which is going to happen first?
I'm sure they'll start on the pipeline first before they start on the water treatment plant.
Okay. So the water treatment plant is dependent on that source of water. It would not receive water from any other source.
Currently, that's not, that is the plan, to only receive water from that pipeline.
Okay. And so that project to build the pipeline, do you know what the timeline is? Are we looking at a 5 or 10 year
I
horizon?
Think they're looking somewhere in the next 10 years. There's a lot of environmental, a lot of core approvals that have to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I think they're hoping to get money also from Washington on that too. So they'll have to get the plan together and then submit it for approval and then try to get funding in some sort for it.
But just to reiterate, the ARP funds are going towards the planning.
The planning, that's correct.
That could then support an application for other
that
types
is
of
correct.
Funding.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Tom. All right. With that, we will entertain a motion.